Because
Love
Jesus
Talk Radio
is passing your way. Jesus set me free. I can never be bound. Jesus set me free. I can never be bound. Jesus set you free. You shall never be bound. You shall not be bound. Jesus set you free. Why should you be bound? Jesus set us free. We shall never be bound. Jesus set us free. We shall never be bound. And we will never be bound. Who defunct set free? Is free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Praise the Lord. I am free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Praise the Lord, you are free. Hallelujah, glory to God in the highest of earth. Peace, goodwill to all men. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bugle coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Oh, yes. Today, God has given us a special service. Holy Ghost anointed, prophetic healing, and deliverance service. I tell you, God wants to touch your life in a special way today in the name of Jesus Christ. God is already here. I can feel his presence. He's already here. All you have to do is to open up your heart, for he's already here. God is already here. Can't you feel his presence? He's already here. All you have to do is open up your heart, for he's already here. God is already here. I can feel his presence. He's already here. All you have to do is to open up your heart, for he already here. Yes, our faith is taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 32 and 36. St. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 32 and 36. Say, if the Son of God shall set you free, you are free indeed. And then the other part of it says, freedom is from Jesus Christ. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. It is the truth of Jesus Christ that you know that liberates you. See, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And then he says, if the Son of God has set you free, you are free indeed. If Jesus can set you free, that's when you are free. Free from what? Free from sin? Free from sickness, free from the devil, free from the demons, free from the evil spirit, free from witchcraft, from oppression, free from poverty. Hey, God is showing people with all kinds of oppression in their lives. Tonight, God is releasing deliverance upon you in the name of Jesus, wherever you are. I want you to have faith for your deliverance right now, because God is sending his word to reach you wherever you are. There is no distance in prayer. He says, speak thy word, and thy servant shall be healed. God is showing me people that are under oppression, people that sickness and disease are problems in their lives. Jesus Christ is here right now to set you free. Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here to meet your needs and to set the captives free. Oh, Jesus is here right now. He's here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here to meet your needs and to set the captive free. Oh, Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he's there in their midst. We are more than two or three. There are so many people coming into this broadcast. I can see the figures here on the computer. I tell you, God is not going to leave you comfortless. Yes, we are gathered in the name of Jesus. Jesus is here in our midst to answer your prayers, to grant your heart desire, to meet your need. Hey, the Messiah, who the Son set free is free indeed. In Jesus Christ has set you free, then you are free indeed. Yes, upon Mount Zion there is deliverance. There is deliverance right here in this broadcast going on right now. Harakaba. Deliverance from every habit that have held in bondage. Hey, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Spirit of God is in this broadcast. And there is liberty to everyone that is bound and oppressed. There is freedom and release for as many that are bound and oppressed by the enemy. By the power of the Holy Ghost, every yoke is destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The first deliverance in the Bible is recorded in Exodus chapter 12. That was the first deliverance in the Bible. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. God told the Israelites, put every family to slaughter a ram, slaughter a lamb, and put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintels of your home. The spirit of death is going to pass through the land. It shall see the blood and pass over you. That was the first deliverance in the Bible, where God delivered the Israelites from 430 years of Egyptian captivity. For 430 years, Pharaoh held Israel in bondage to slavery. Slaves. The devil made them slaves in a foreign land. Today, there is all form for slavery. There is slavery to sin, slavery to oppression. People are still under that bondage. But I tell you, that same Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I don't care how long you have been enslaved by the enemy. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. Yes, they shall arise, a deliverer. Out of Zion, Jesus is his name. He's the one that has come to set the captive free over 2,000 years ago when he came into this world. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to minister deliverance to the captive, to preach the gospel to the poor, and to set free as many that are bound and oppressed. That same Jesus is alive today, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has never changed. He will never change. He said, lo and behold, I am the same Lord. I change it not. He is here today to set you free from every oppression, depression, infection, from every power that holds you in bondage. By reason of the anointing of God, every yoke is being destroyed right now. As the word of God is coming forth, every power that holds you is loose. Woman that are loose. Jesus saw that woman in the temple, in the house of God. That woman in Luke chapter 13, she was praising God and singing and saying that in the church, but she was bound. And Jesus said, who is this woman that Satan has bound for 18 years? And Luke Gospel chapter 13. Satan bound her for 18 years. See how chronic the problem is? Chronic, we call them chronic problems. You know, chronic problems. See? Luke chapter 13, verse 12. For 18 years she was bound and oppressed. And Jesus released the word of God. Woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. And the power of the Holy Ghost touched her. She was set free. And she began to move and do everything as usual. Hallelujah. Yes, so now there is deliverance. There are still many that are oppressed in one form or the other, in one way or the other. Poverty is oppression. It's not from God. I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. Jesus was not poor. Jesus had so much to feed his 12 disciples. Jesus had so much to care for the needy and help. Poverty is not poor. As many that are still going through poverty and oppression of the devil today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that yoke is destroyed from over your life. In the name of Jesus, who the Son of God has set free, is free indeed. The Son of God, Jesus, is setting you free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, and you are free indeed from every power that holds you. Yes, we're talking about deliverance. A healing, a miracle. Jesus came to save, to heal, to deliver, to bless. And he has not changed. He's still doing it today, forevermore. Out of Zion shall come the deliverer. Isaiah 59, verse 20, 21. Romans chapter 11, verse 26. Out of Zion shall come the deliverer. Jesus is the deliverer. I hear a lot of people say they are going to deliver people. You can't deliver. Have you delivered yourself? Who are you delivering? Jesus is the deliverer. Look at it. Out of Zion shall come the deliverer. Romans chapter 11, verse 26. Isaiah 59, verse 20 to 21. And Joel chapter 2, verse 32. See? The deliverer. So we have a deliverer. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who came to die for you, shed his blood for the remission of your sins. By his stripes you were healed. That is the Jesus we are serving, we are talking about. So you need to receive him into your life today. Look at these scriptures. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. In the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 6, verse 22 and 23, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And God came down to deliver Daniel. God sent his angel to come into the den of lions. And the angel protected Daniel from being harmed by the lions. See, God came to deliver. That's not the only time deliverance Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the furnace of fire. Daniel chapter 3, verse 28 to 30. The book of Daniel chapter 3, verse 28 to 30. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. And all these people didn't commit crime. They just, enemy is just oppressing them. Oppression. The devil is the oppressor. Satan. He came to oppress. You know, John 10:10. See, Satan is like a thief. He came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. So, they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the lions, into the fiery furnace of fire. Daniel chapter 3, verse 28 to 30, and they thought that those boys were going to be burning in fire. No, God was with them. These are faithful boys who have been serving God, worshiping God, loving God, and faithful to God. They didn't compromise. They didn't compromise at all. They remained faithful. When you remain faithful, God will be on your side. And those boys were in the fire, first followed the fire, and Jesus came in there and delivered them. Jesus appeared in the furnace of fire. It became four boys, four people. So Jesus, making it four. And Jesus was able to deliver them from the fire. The fire was burning, but it was not burning those boys. They were delivered by Jesus Christ. And the king was surprised. See, so there is deliverance. There is a deliverer. The deliverer is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The deliverer is God himself. I see a lot of people, they tell people that they are deliverer. Deliverer. Human being cannot deliver human being. I don't tell you lies. No. God is our deliverer. Jesus is our deliverer. See? Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverer. Jesus came into the fiery furnace. I don't care how many fiery furnaces of fire you have found yourself at this time. Many people are in all forms of fiery furnaces of life, but Jesus Christ is with you right now. Jesus Christ has come into your homes, into your family, through this broadcast. Jesus Christ has come. Into your finances, into your marriage, into your education, into your life. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he did before, he can do it again, even right now. You need to believe and have faith and hope and confidence and trust in him. Jesus delivered those boys and they were set free. See, Paul and Silas, Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, verse 25 and 23, the book of Acts. Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, verse 25 and 23, Paul and Silas were thrown into the prison, into the Philippian jail for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were not that they were criminals, no. They were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the enemy, the devil does not want the light. So the devil loves darkness rather than light. Jesus is the light of the world. The gospel is the light of the world. The devil doesn't like it. Hallelujah. I'm walking with the Lord. Walking with the Lord. Every day the same. Hallelujah. I'm walking with the Lord every day. I am walking with the Lord. Do Satan doesn't like it. I'm walking with my Lord. Walking with my King. Every day the same. Do Satan doesn't like it. I'm walking with my Lord. Every day I am walking with the Lord. Paul and Silas. They were walking with God, walking with Jesus, doing the work of evangelism and ministry. And they were beating. The enemies came. Satan was using the enemies, beat them, and they threw them into the Philippian jail. Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, verse 25, 26, the Bible says at midnight hour, Paul and Silas began to praise God, began to praise God, began to worship God, began to adore God, began to give glory to God. And God came down, and the prison walls were broken, and those chains and fetters were destroyed, and the enemies were put to shame. Paul and Silas were set free from the prison yard. Harakabaya. I told you God is the deliverer. Wherever you are hearing this word of God, the deliverer has come to you right there, in your home, in your kitchen, in that car, in that place, in that living room, wherever you are, the Lord Jesus Christ, your deliverer, has come to set you free from sin, set you free from the devil, set you free from witches and wizards, set you free from the occult, set you free from every evil habit in your life. Jesus has come to set you free from every power that holds you in bondage. Jesus has come to set you free. Receive that freedom right now. Receive that healing right now. Receive that deliverance right now. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the deliverer. He's coming to you through this broadcast right now. Receive this now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Ricky Buya. Yendo Robo Sandaya. Hey. The Apostle Peter, in Acts of Apostles chapter 12, from verse 5 to 11, you see the Apostle Peter was put in prison. Herod had just killed John the Baptist, and he thought that it was good, so he proceeded to arrest Peter and put Peter in the prison, getting ready to kill Peter. Hey, you can't kill the vision of God. They arrested Peter and put Peter, the Apostle Peter, was put in the prison. Once again, prison again. You know how many people the devil put in the prison? Devil put people in the prison. Joseph was put in the prison, but God came and delivered him and made him a prime minister in a foreign land. See, you must come to that God that delivers. There is a God that delivers. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. He will never fail forevermore. We have a God that never fails. That is the God you must run to. Peter was put in the prison. They're getting ready to kill Peter. And the Bible says the church began to pray for Peter. The church began to pray for Peter. Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verse 5 to 11, the church prayed for Peter until God sent an angel from heaven to go into the prison, open the prison, and untie Peter and bring him out. And the angel came from heaven and set Peter free and brought him out of the prison. See the God we are serving? The God we are serving. Serving the living God. We are serving the living God. Amen. Serving the living God. I am serving the living God. I am serving the living God. We are serving the living God. Amen. Serving the living God. I am serving the living God. See, the God you are serving is the God you call. They call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver you, saith the Lord. He is ever willing to deliver the first phrase. See, Peter was in the prayer. God has answered the prayers of the Christians. Acts of Apostles chapter 12, from verse 1 to 11, the angel has come into the prison from heaven and set the captive free. See, this is the work of Jesus Christ. This is the work of God. He set free the bound and oppressed. the ones that the enemy have held bondage, Jesus Christ came to liberate them. He has come to set free the captive. Jesus has set me free many times. The devil tried to hurt me with all kinds of stuff, but Jesus Christ comes to my rescue. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He did not change. He has never changed. He's not trying to. That same Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior today. You need to receive him into your heart. Jesus is calling you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants you to come and receive salvation. See, Christ has delivered us from darkness into the light of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Christ has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He has delivered us through the salvation he provided for us on Calvary tree. Jesus has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He delivered from the powers of darkness. Somebody wrote this book like that. We are delivered from the powers of darkness, the forces of evil, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness, the Satan and his agents, looking for people to take to hellfire, looking for captives, looking for people to snatch and make them slaves and send them to hellfire. But thank God for Jesus Christ, who came and said, I have come to set free the captive, to save, to heal, to deliver, and to bless the people. And as many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. St. John's Gospel chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God gives you power to become the Son of God. Oh yes, this is very true. For you to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. See? So we're talking about the one who came. The life we're in two major captivities, the Assyrian captivity that lasted for 70 years. Apart from the Egyptian captivity, the Israelites went into another 70 years of Assyrian captivity. Nebuchadnezzar and his son Nebuchadnezzar took their captives once again and held them in captivity in Assyria, in Babylon, for another 70 years of slavery. But this Almighty God, who never failed, intervened. At the end of 70 years, God brought them out of Assyrian captivity and put them in their own land. See? Who is the enemy that's trying to captivate people? The Satan is the enemy. He wants to captivate people. He's using all people who give themselves to Satan. Satan will enter them and use them to captivate people. But thank God for Jesus. What God says that even the legal captive shall be set free. Even if you were captivated by the enemy, Jesus sets you free from that captivity. Oh yes, who the Son of God shall set free, is free indeed. If Jesus has set you free, that's when you are really free indeed. See, you shall know the truth, and the truth has set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. It is the truth of the Word of God. The truth about Jesus' salvation that is provided for you. On Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago, it is the truth of his word. saves you, that feeds you, that delivers you, that blesses you. Yes, this is the word of God for you today. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I know God is touching you right now. And I want you to pray a prayer of salvation. I want you to open up your heart and tell Jesus to come into your life. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today, right now, is the day of salvation. Don't run away from it. Yes. Pray that prayer right now, wherever you are. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, to come into your life. Let him be your Lord and Savior and worship him in spirit and in truth. Hey, Mickey Boy. Ah, God is showing me people who are in darkness. And the light of God is shining into your life right now. The light of Jesus. The light of the Holy Ghost is shining into your life right now. And the darkness that has been there is being removed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. He's setting you free now, giving you life and life more abundantly. Hey, Ricky Buya, I'm Blondo Yunkundo. Yes. Yes, wherever you are in any part of the world, this program is for you. Please lay your right hand on your head. Lay your right hand on your head at the point of contact. Then they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, you lay your hand and you shall recover. So you lay your own hand upon yourself. And Jesus is going to lay his hand on top of your hand. Yes. Yes, wherever you are, I want you to take that position right now. Because the miracle healing power of God is going to flow right now. Right there where you are, Jesus is sending his word to you. Huh. He's the Lord, the healer thee. He's the Lord, your healer. He sent his word to heal your diseases. He's the Lord. Your healer, he's the Lord, the healer, he's the Lord, your healer, he sent his word to heal your diseases, he's the Lord, your healer. Yes, lay your hand on yourself, yes. Jesus is laying his hand upon your hand for you to receive your total healing and deliverance right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lay your hands on yourself and let Jesus lay his hand on you right now. Hey, Rebosaya. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I want you to believe God for your miracle healing and deliverance right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that God will have mercy. All sins be forgiven. The blood of Jesus avails for us now. And God, we are asking for deliverance for everyone who have heard your word today. Let there be deliverance upon my Zion. Let there be deliverance from sin, from sickness and disease. Let there be deliverance from poverty. Let there be deliverance from oppression. Let there be deliverance from hardship and frustration and failure. God intervene in the life of everyone who has participated in this broadcast today. Let there be deliverance for everyone. Let there be deliverance from pains and disease and sickness. Let there be deliverance from every power, from principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. God, let there be deliverance right now upon my Zion. In the name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. Receive it, 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 receive it in your spirit, soul, and body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. be made heavy with poor. Jesus is touching you right now. Jesus is touching you right now. Yes, God is showing me people with obstacles on their way, hindrances and obstructions. And you are not making a headway. Jesus is removing those obstacles right now. Jesus is removing those hindrances and obstructions of your ways in the name of Jesus. Jesus is making a way for you where there is no way. He is the way maker. Begin to break through, break forth, and possess your possession. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ya blondo kondoria. Inblende, inblende, inblende. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Yes. Begin to thank God for his deliverance. Begin to thank God. I tell you, something good has happened to you right now. The power of the Holy Ghost has touched you right now. He has made you whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, someone with a breast condition has just been healed by the power of God. Someone with a chest pain, with a heart disease has just been healed in the name of Jesus. Another person with a back problem has just been healed by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Somebody with legs or feet that are hurting, the Lord Jesus is healing those legs right now. In the name of Jesus, another person with a stomach died. Your stomach, your tummy is hurting you. Yes, there is healing upon my side. There is healing right now in the name of Jesus. Receive, receive, receive. Be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabasaya. Yanduru blogodo. Iblanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration for blessing everyone today. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to advise you to start worshiping God. Read your Bible daily and look for a church where they preach the real word of God about Jesus Christ, where the people live a holy life and preach the holiness of the Bible. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. So look for a Bible-believing church where people preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And you go and worship God there and be a member and grow under the grace. The pastor will be teaching you and ministering to you. And anytime you need us for counseling or prayer, you can reach us on the phone area code 202. 460-7110 or 240-828-9374. We love you and Jesus loves you. And please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out to them. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for being with us on this broadcast. Tomorrow we're going to have another section again. Want everyone to participate and be a part of this. That God will continue to bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you and Jesus loves you too. Hallelujah. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Who the Son set free is free, be praise the Lord. I am free.